Last week, the video for the movie Titanic went on sale. Did you hear the reports that people were actually beating each other up to get their hands on a copy? Titanic fever is still out of control. And now the savvy traveler's Kitty Feldy has discovered that, ironically, a tidal wave of tourists has flooded Nova Scotia, inspired by the biggest grossing movie of all time.
Already. Let me just say at the outset that I really hated Titanic, the movie. A woman's heart is deeper than the ocean. I mean, couldn't James Cameron spend some of his budget on a screenwriter? Well, what I really wanted to know was the real history of the Titanic. So I found the man who knows where all the bodies are buried. Literally.
Up through here, a little shortcut. You want me to go first?
You bet. You lead the way. I follow.
Okay.
For the past 18 years, Bill Cleary has been a cemeterian, watching over headstones here in Halifax. He begins his tour by leading me to a small Jewish cemetery next door.
This is Berner Hirsch Cemetery, where there's 10 victims of Titanic buried up here.
And there they are, 10 plain black granite headstones. Only two have names. The rest are identified with numbers. The stones all read, died April 15, 1912. Another 19 Titanic victims are buried in the Mount Olivet Catholic Cemetery elsewhere in the city. But the largest number, 121, can be found next door at Fairview Lawn. Bill Cleary leads me back down the muddy path. He says the Jewish cemetery is only open officially for funerals and stone unveilings.
Do others like us sneak around the fence?
Hundreds of us. Thousands lately. Thousands.
Yeah, let me ask you about that. I mean, have you had quite a flood, if I can use that word, of tourists lately?
Oh, it's been unbelievable.
Really? Since the movie?
Since the movie, locally, the traffic flow has been up around 100%. And now we're probably averaging around 9 to 10 bus loads a day.
This person was actually one of the last members on the Titanic that actually played part of the band. And he's been buried here. Now, it's fellow.
One of those busloads has already arrived. Past the brand new black and white sign that reads Titanic, a tour guide recites her litany of Titanic tragedies to an eager audience who gather round. Bill Cleary says the White Star Line, which owned the Titanic, paid for the burial plots and the basic square grave markers. But here and there are a few fancier headstones. On one, Titanic survivor Bruce Ishmael pays tribute to his cabin boy.
Of course, Mr. Bruce Ishmael lived and his cabin boy didn't.
And it says he remained at his post of duty seeking to save others regardless of his own life and went down with the ship.
Tourists wander among the graves, reading the headstones and snapping pictures. Carolyn Docks from Toronto tries to explain the enduring appeal of the Titanic.
I suppose it was because so many people died at the same time, and it was a huge tragedy, and it was spectacular at the time, and nobody knew really what had happened. And now that they found it, I think there's an answer to the mystery.
The Titanic tourists aren't just Canadians. Xiao Dong came all the way from China.
Did you see the movie?
Sure.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I see the movie about two times.
In fact, I only found one grumpy Titanic tourist, 9-year-old Alex Williams from Glassboro, New Jersey.
So what'd you think coming out here?
It's okay, but I'd rather play video games.
David White from Medway, Massachusetts, was here on a mission.
The reason why I'm here is because my mother is a big Titanic movie fan, and she has a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio. And I figured I'd come by here and see if I can find the Jack Dawson grave, the supposed grave, and take a picture of it and give it to her. I don't know.
And therein lies the best story of all. DiCaprio played Jack Dawson in the movie, a fictional character. But there was a John Dawson who shoveled coal into the massive boilers and went down with the ship. Native Haligonian Joan Walker says the grave inscribed J. Dawson has become the most popular spot in town.
Ever since the movie's been on, I think every teenager in Halifax has been out here weeping and wailing and having a wonderful time.
A newspaper story debunked the DiCaprio connection, but the J. Dawson grave is still covered with flowers and notes like this one, decorated with a heart pierced by an arrow. J. Dawson, it reads, with the J turned around backwards, "I am sorry that you died," from Luann. Halifax has a special connection to the Titanic. Jerry Lunn, curator of visitor services at the Maritime Museum of the Atlantic, says the White Star Line chartered ships from Halifax Harbor to search for bodies at the disaster site 650 miles away.
They knew that it wasn't going to be a rescue operation. They were not loading blankets and food. They were loading embalming fluid, ice, and coffins. They knew what they were about. This is one of the quotes which puts a chill down my back every time I read it, and it's from Arminius Wiseman aboard the Mackie Bennett, arriving on the scene of the disaster. As far as the eye could see, the ocean was strewn with wreckage and debris, with bodies bobbing up and down in the cold sea.
328 bodies were recovered by Canadian ships. Many were so badly deteriorated they had to be buried at sea. 1,200 others were never found, carried away by currents and ice. Lund points out that Halifax is no stranger to tragedy. Just 5 years after the Titanic went down, two ships collided in Halifax Harbor. One of them, a World War I munitions ship, blew up, creating the largest man-made explosion until the atomic age. Much of the city was destroyed. More than 1,700 people died. Native Haligonian Bill Murphy says the story of the great explosion is much better known here than that of the Titanic.
My mother was telling me there that her mother was blown out of the house, went out through the window, ended up on the street, stark naked. Some man come and put his coat over her. The next day they had a big snowstorm.
Another explosion at a munitions dump in 1945 caused much less damage to the city. And then this summer, tragedy hit Halifax again with the crash of Swiss Air Flight 111. And once more, it was fishing boats from Halifax that were sent out to pick up the debris, just as they did after the Titanic went down. But Haligonian Dave Cole says he doesn't think all these disasters mean his city is cursed.
I think any port city that has a fishing background is very familiar with disaster, and perhaps because we were a port city that was involved in a big way with the wars, both world wars, that we did experience a lot of disaster as a result of that as well. So it just comes as a matter of course because of our who we are and what our location is in the globe that we experienced that kind of history.
Exhibits about Titanic and the Great Explosion are on display at Halifax's Maritime Museum of the Atlantic. There's even a Titanic deck chair you can rearrange if you are so inclined. And best of all, there's what I call a real disaster theme song.
It was on the 6th of December, 1900.
From Halifax, Nova Scotia, I'm Kitty Feldy for The Savvy Traveler.
That Halifax suffered disaster.
To learn more about the Maritime Museum and other Titanic information, tap into our website located at www.savvytraveler.org.